What about his bodyguard? Is he above the law, too? Well, he's protecting a big target. He is a big target. Coming up, one of the thousands of protesters gathered in Washington to, well, either turn their backs on President Bush, make their points that this is an illegal war, the international community hasn't sanctioned this war. And they're just, well, they're angry, they're upset, and they want to be heard. So we'll see if there's anything worthwhile there. Your phone call is 800-876-4123 on the Laura Ingraham Show. Paul Gigot's column in the Wall Street Journal, The Republican Moment, the challenges facing this party, the pitfalls in front of the GOP as we walk down this second Bush term. What's in front of us? What can we do about spending in Washington, complete out-of-control spending under Republican leadership? We'll get to that, too. Stay with us. Taking me back to the campaign. I love this. This was one of the catchiest theme songs to any protest group that I've heard in a long time. Billionaires for Bush. I'm just letting it waft over me. Welcome back to the Laura Ingraham Show. Delighted you're with us. Historic day. And we're glad all of us, regardless of our political differences, we hope to be Americans today. We have a right to support our president, the right to protest our president, the right to be a pain in the butt on inauguration. You have that right. This is a great country. 800-876-4123 on the program. And back by popular demand, Monet Duplay, who is one of the movers and shakers behind a protest group that clearly had a huge impact on the presidential election in 2004, Billionaires for Bush. Monet is in Washington for the festivities, and he joins us now. Monet, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you? It's good to be here again.
Monet, first of all, I so much enjoyed our last discussion during the campaign, and I know things didn't go quite the way you might have wanted them to go with George Bush winning, but how are you doing? I mean, how are you coping? Is there anything we can do for you?
As a billionaire, I'm ecstatic that George Bush has won. As an American citizen, I can only hope that great despair brings great hope, and that great change comes from that.
So, there's nothing
anyone can do for me. I fear that Kerry victory would send much momentum off into random directions in the ether, and that this victory of George Bush will only sharpen our forces and gather us together in stronger numbers.
Monet, by the way, I liked it when you had your accent last time, because the last time, we should clue people in that Billionaires for Bush is this group where people kind of go into character. So your real name is Mark.
I would love to be Monet with you on the phone today,
yeah.
If that's all right.
Yeah, I would love for you to be Monet Duplay, because you go into character and you pretend you're a billionaire. Your real name is Marcos Seglia, is that the right pronunciation?
Chilia is the
Chilia. Okay, Marco Chilia. So you're a good Italian. I mean, we love the Italian people on the show. So we're very pro Italian. We don't know where you went wrong, but we're very pro Italian. So where are you now? Are you at a home? Are you at a homeless village or a billionaire? Are you at some mansion overlooking the parade route? I mean, where are you now?
We are here at the FDR Memorial. We have, as I speak, we are auctioning off Social Security to the wealthy 1%. We're also auctioning off the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge. And
oh, that's actually good.
Right, if we have time for it.
Are there any caribou there with you?
Well, no. What has the caribou done for any of us, right?
Well, any reindeer? Well, but billionaires like game, wild game, served at their fancy restaurants, so
that's
I think
right,
you should be serving
right.
Venison or caribou burgers or something very exotic if you're a billionaire.
That's right. We're working on it. I only eat veal if I can prove that it hasn't moved an inch in a cage for its entire
life.
Oh,
I got you. Hey, you know what I should do? I should come down there to the FDR Memorial because I have this big old fur from the 1980s that a friend of mine gave me. And it's a big old fur that looks like it's like all 80s excess. It's not a very nice coat, by the way. It's kind of ratty looking. But maybe I could try to fit in and take part in the festivities.
There's a lot of furs here and top hats. we represent mm-hmm. the Gilded Age, because that's where we're headed.
So what about the Warren Buffett or the Bill Gateses of the world, or any of the other billionaires who are huge Kerry and Democrat supporters? Do they kind of throw a monkey wrench into your overall, you know, cartoonish protest here, or no?
Not necessarily, A, because they don't give us any money, and B...
Soros? How about Soros? How does he figure into your billionaires for Bush? He's kind of a billionaire for communism, isn't he?
If we could get a penny out of any of those guys, we'd probably be happy for it. But no, we are strictly grassroots. All of our money comes in small donations around the country through our website, billionairesforbush.com. Anyway, we are not, as a group or individuals, against the wealth in general. We are here opposing corruption and the power money has to corrupt democracy.
Monet, are you doing any exposés at the FDR Memorial of some of the excesses of your millionaire counterparts in the entertainment community? I mean, they were passing out $38,000 goodie bags at the Golden Globes while, you know, our soldiers get, you know, relatively small death benefits.
Right. That were cut, actually, under George Bush. But it's not...
No, they actually weren't cut under George Bush, but...
Nothing
in
the $40 million festivities going on in Washington, D.C., most of that footed by corporations buying access into the White House, which...
Do you know how much was spent during the Clinton inaugural?
I believe it was $30
million. No. So you think from 1992 to 2005, 1993 to 2005, you don't think the cost of doing business has gone up in the United States?
The cost of doing business in Washington has always gone up. And yes, corporations are willing to pay for it. But that doesn't mean they represent American citizens' interests.
Were you taking part in these types of protests during the Clinton inaugural?
I was actually a nightclub manager in Arizona during the Clinton years. I only got into activism after 2000, after things just kind of... I couldn't ignore reality any longer. I was actually really a Republican. But I'm neither a Democrat nor a Republican. I'm a progressive independent.
So what do you do for a living other than put on really bad accents and act as a protester? What do you do for a real job?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer? What are you writing?
I've written a book called Surveillance, which people can find at surveillancethenovel.com. It's not out yet, but the first three chapters are there, and it discusses what we're willing to give up in the name of Bill of Rights and privacy to feel more secure in post-9/11 America. And if we want those rights back, what would we be willing to do to get them? And if that's
who is your publisher?
I'm still shopping it around.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
We're playing around with you, Marco.
Yeah,
Marco Monet.
Because I actually haven't started shopping it around, but when I do,
Haven't? You haven't started shopping it around at all. So you actually take the time to write three chapters of a book that you so far have no publishing house interest in. That's an interesting way of doing business as a writer. Usually it's the other way around. You write like a synopsis and a chapter, and then you shop it around. And then they give you an advance, and then you become part of the working class, or you become a working writer, and then it all works out.
That's right. I've had offers. I've just turned them down because I think I can do better than the offers I've been given. But the working class...
So what do you do? How do you get money? How do you get paid?
How do I get paid?
How do you live?
Republicans are worried about is how people get paid?
Because Marco... Yeah, Marco... How do you make a living? How do you support yourself? We're always curious about you. Protesters flying all over the country. They have to stay somewhere. They have to have some expenses. So who subsidizes you?
Nobody subsidizes me. I work when I have to. I write. I publish articles here and there. I live. The man who is rich needs the least. And
this is painful.
Yes.
Marco.
Sort of consumptionist.
Marco. Do you live in like a squirrel hut or something? I mean, where the heck do you live? I mean, you have to pay for rent, right? Or you're not a mamoni. You're Italian, but you're not a mamoni. You don't live with mom and dad, do you?
No.
No. Do you pay rent?
Yes.
In New York City,
as a matter of fact.
In New York City?
Yes.
You pay rent in New York City and you don't have a steady income?
Well, maybe I do. I'm just not willing to share it with the national audience and it's...
Whoa. So, Marco Monet, you're telling me that you're upset that the Bush administration has been so secretive and they're not being accountable. And you're just a protester and you won't even tell us what you do for a living. Who's not being open now?
Yeah, I told you three times.
That's not adding up. The dollars aren't adding up for me that you're able to pay for your rent when you publish write for some internet websites.
Did I say internet websites? I'm sorry.
You haven't given... Monet. Monet, I have another question. Monet Duplay, where'd you get the name?
It's Monet Oliver Duplay.
Duplay.
Monet Oliver Duplay.
Okay, and how did that, how did you get that?
That's nice.
You just made it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are a writer, so.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Monet.
My real name is going to be O.L. Tycoon, but.
Oh, that's catchy.
Monet had more style.
Hey, Monet, what, where are you staying in D.C.? Because D.C. is expensive, and you can't even get a room in D.C. It's impossible. Like, how are you getting put up? Are you at, like, a youth hostel, or the,
$58 a night.
The Travel Lodge? How's it working out there for you, the Travel Lodge?
It's not the big Monet is used to, but it'll cover in a pinch.
I mean, you're a billionaire. You could buy the Travel Lodge, for goodness sake. I don't understand why you have to stay in a room. You could just buy it and sell it and stay at the Ritz.
Yeah, the Lincoln bedroom is what we prefer.
Yeah, well, in the Clinton administration, you could have gone there for no problem. I don't think the Bush administration has rented that out.
The Clinton administration wasn't certainly an anomaly with that. It's pretty common. You should look it up.
Hey, Marco, are you a veg head, or are you a meat eater?
I'm a meat eater.
So you're not a vegetarian. Are there vegetarians with you right now at the FDR Memorial?
We have a large assortment of people. I'm sure there would be. I wouldn't know personally, but
how many people are there? To paint the picture for us. Other than the caribou and the reindeer.
We've got a backdrop behind a podium, and it says, we are the ownership society, and taking from Main Street, giving to Wall Street, as for Bush. There are about 12, 13 people up on stage. There's an old couple as we auction off Social Security.
Wait, there are 12 or 13 people at this rally?
On stage. There's about
on stage. It's kind of performance art. That's right. Mm.
40 chairs laid out. I know that, and they're all full.
40?
About 2 people deep around at 40 chairs. So however
two
many
people
that
deep.
Is, 60
well, chairs how many left. Of those are the how many of those are the heatless homeless who just need the body warmth of being around some warm bodies? I mean, are these real people? Or are these just kind of wanderers and spectators?
There's a lot of press here. There's tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from? Dallas. There's someone from Dallas here.
Let me talk to the Dallas person. Put her on. Can I talk to her for a second? Put her on.
He doesn't feel like talking.
Oh, well. Yeah. The billionaires can be very, Marco, Monet, I gotta tell you, we had so much fun with you the last time you were on, and you were a good sport, and I'm glad to see that things are looking up for you, because I think the last time we talked to you, you were in a refrigerator box under the 59th Street Bridge, and now you're moved up to the Travel Lodge.
I was on the limo tour. We did a 3-month get on the limo tour through 28 cities. So
hey, Monet, this is good work if you can get it, but let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. Marco Chilia? Am I saying it wrong again? Say it again.
Marco Chilia. If you
Marco Chilia.
But Marco Chilia is fine in a pinch as well.
All right. Well, Marco, you have a good day there. You know, remember, you can burn $100 bills. That'll give you a lot of warmth there, and say hi to all your friends.
I hope
friends.
Again, the fight for Social Security is just beginning. Why not get rid of it? Life is a gamble, so we might as well, you know, throw it on
you're making, hey, Marco, Marco, you better be careful, because you're going to start convincing a lot of people that the Republican idea is the right thing. Marco, Chilia. Oh, man. I'm coming down there. I'm coming down to the FDR Memorial. You take care. Monet de place, billionaires for Bush.
Billionaires for Bush. Billionaires for Bush.
Where, oh where, is Michael Moore? Come on! Let's go to Dennis in New Hampshire. My old stomping ground of New Hampshire, WLOB. Dennis.
Are you guys going to put Whoopi Goldberg and Cameron Manheim on next? That was painful.
That's you don't like that? You don't like Marco? You don't like Monet? You don't think he has... Does he have great insights? Dennis, he has such great insights into the future of our country.
And no Monet. He's got no Monet.
He's got no mojo. He's got no Monet. But come on, the thing about it, Dennis, is that so many people across the country, they hear that there are these protests out in the streets in Washington. They hear about thousands of protesters converging on Washington, D.C. But rarely do you actually have a chance to find out about who these people are. I mean, they're like unemployed writers somehow being subsidized to live in New York City with cliched responses to basic questions and no solutions. And they've become cartoon characters.
It was horrible. I wish the window in the basement was small enough. I would have jumped out of it.
Oh, man, you got to be able to hear the opposition, Dennis, and you also have to be able to laugh. And we're doing a lot of that today. I appreciate the call from Chile, New Hampshire. Paul Jago's piece, we're going to get to that. And a amazing account from Iraq that I have to get to. We didn't get to it yesterday. It's just very, very positive and slaps the media where the media deserves to be slapped for not highlighting all the good stuff that's happening. Don't go away.
Never again!
The results of our online poll about whether we should do Bachelorette updates